you ever have a beagle? I didn't say bagel. A beagle. Who's ever had a beagle dog? Four or five hands. Anybody have a chihuahua? Several chihuahuas. How about a German shepherd? Oh, lots of hands. How about a Rottweiler? Where do dogs come from? Yes, dogs come from heaven. Where do cats come from? Yeah. I know a lady you could ask. This has nothing to do with the talk, but it's one of my all-time favorite stories. For those of you that love dogs, this is an old tale. It says that when the Creator was producing life and making earth and all that business, and all the creatures were gathered there, he decided that it needed to draw a line between human beings and animals, that it was necessary for certain spiritual, actually, reasons. And so he took this, his great finger, so to speak, her great finger, and drew this massive line and put all the human beings on this side and all the animals on that side. And then right where the line was, this great chasm began to open up and separate the two. And what do you think happened at the last moment? The dogs jumped over. Isn't that a beautiful story? This also has nothing to do with the talk. You know, the more present and conscious you can be in the presence of any animal, the more you help the entire species of animal that you're conscious and present to. Your kindness, your proper kindness, not you feeling good about yourself, but your awareness of the state of the creature and your entrance into the state of the creature actually passes something into that, the entire nature of that species. So back to the story. Here we are. Beagles, chihuahuas, German shepherds. From whence did all of these dogs come? From wolves. It's well known. In fact, it's another story altogether. It's said that human beings cultured the wolf and slowly bred them into the present various things they are. It's more likely that the dogs bred the culture of the human beings. Well, see, what happened was a long time ago, it's said that the primitives would sit around fires, and wolves becoming less and less fearful, a very intelligent creature. I actually had the great fortune once of spending some considerable time directly in with wolves, not outside a pen, but with them, unbelievable intelligence in their eyes. That the wolves came around and the humans would throw food out to them, and that gradually they became more and more friendly and started to serve as a way to protect the human beings when the human beings wanted to rest, because they would be protective of the area that they had now become inculcated to think of as a source of food. I just thought about a deer that I feed. I wonder if that'll happen with the deer. I don't think so. So dogs were bred from wolves, and they were bred selectively so that you would take certain qualities and characteristics of any individual offspring of a wolf that had more kindness or that was larger or smaller, faster, more hair, less hair, better hearing. And depending upon the need of the culture at the time that was doing this breeding, they would slowly elicit from the species through this breeding and breeding and breeding. Each new litter, they would select from the litter the pups that they wanted to have the next set of pups, so that gradually the genetic structure of the creature would best represent what the man or woman, the breeder, wanted. Do you understand this? All right, now I have to bring you back. I probably went too far with this, but I want you to understand that in the moment where a fear appears at the door and you immediately say to yourself inwardly, the fear, the resistance is there, instantaneous resistance, which you can't escape. But the next part is essential, that the resistance gives rise to the conclusion that what I'm looking at is greater than I. Now I need authority. Now I need power. Yes? Do you not think that's breeding fear? Fear.